Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are afraid of the dark. That's right, you heard me. I say real men are really afraid of the dark. Now, when I was a child growing up in the projects of Liberty City in Miami, Florida, as you can imagine, we were very poor. My mother was a teenage mother. She was 16 years old when she had me. She was single, and she had to raise two kids by herself by the time she was 17 years old. And she worked her butt off just to provide the minimum for us just to survive. Now, in addition to not having a lot of money or a lot to eat, we also didn't have many of what I call the normal things even the other kids in our poor neighborhood had. For instance, I didn't even have a room of my own, neither did my sister. We had to share a room. We didn't have a color television. We didn't have cable. We didn't have a microwave. We didn't have a yard to play in. And we didn't have central heat and air. Now, the last thing I mentioned is significant because remember, I lived in Miami, Florida. Now, that means on average, the temperature ranges from 62 degrees to 90 degrees and is rarely below 50 degrees. And to make things worse, the average humidity in Miami is about 85%, making it feel like 5 or 10% degrees hotter or colder depending on the season. Well, I lived in Miami and in the hood until I was 17 years old. Now, I'm focusing on our lack of central air and heat because other than our shortage of food, heat and air probably impacted me the most as a child than anything else I remember experiencing. And I'll explain to you why in a moment. But I want to jump ahead in the story 10 years later when I was 27 years old in 1996. That was the year I gave and rededicated my life to Christ. See, I had been a Christian most of my life, even growing up in Miami, but I only left Miami in my childhood with religion, not a relationship with Christ. It wasn't until I met a student when I was a professor at the University of West Florida in Pensacola, Florida. Now, this student's name was John Ramos. I had met him 3 years prior to that when he was a freshman who desperately wanted to be in my class, but he had to be put on a waiting list. Now, I had been this hotshot, hip-hop, young professor who could really relate to young people, and I was very popular. Now, although John was never able to sign up for any of my classes, that didn't stop him from communicating and building a friendship with me. In fact, it became a very close relationship where I became somewhat of a mentor to him, even though I was only 5 years older than he was. Well, to make this long story shorter, during our friendship, John, who had a reputation of his own on campus of being this party animal and womanizer, and he was also a leader of one of the strongest fraternities on our campus, ended up giving his life to Christ, and the change in his life was dramatic. I'm talking 180 degrees almost overnight. John stopped cursing, he stopped sleeping around, going to parties, he started going to church multiple times a week, serving in the church, witnessing to others, sharing his testimony, and even leading others to Christ. However, the change didn't come without a cause. John ended up losing most, if not all, of his fraternity brothers and his college friends except for me. Now, after his conversion, John developed a lot of new friends and hung around different circles, but I was one of the few people still remaining from his old life. Now, eventually, John witnessed to me on July 17, 1996 at 2:50 p.m., and I tearfully rededicated my life to Christ. And as they say, the rest is history. Now, 25 years later, John is still one of my best and dearest friends, or should I say brothers. Words alone can't begin to explain what John's friendship meant to me. Let's just say we've been through a lot in the 28 years that I've known him, and we still talk to each other on a regular basis. Well, less than a year after John had led me back to Christ, he asked me an interesting question that provoked a shocking answer and response from me that I decided I wanted to share with you on the Real Men Check-In this week in reference to Miami, growing up in the hood, and living in the dark, the light, and Christianity. See, John asked me a question after I recently rededicated my life to Christ. He says, Joe, I was now no longer Professor Martin. He said, I don't understand it. He said, just like my friends and my family, you knew me before I got saved and gave my life to Christ. I said, yeah, I know that. He says, but that's where I'm confused. I said, confused about what? He says, after I got saved, I started losing all of my friends, my fraternity brothers, and even my own family didn't want to be around me because all I ever talked about was Jesus. I was even being labeled a Jesus freak. No one wanted to be around me. So I couldn't understand why a person like you, who was a mentor to me and seemed to have everything in life, a beautiful wife, son, prestigious job, money, influence, and even youth wanted to still hang around me. And I was just a broke college student still living with my dad with nothing to offer you but my time. I just don't understand why you didn't run away or at least try to avoid me like everybody else did. Why did you stick around? And then I told John, that's easy. One word. He says, what? I said, roaches. Now, of course, John was surprised, so I had to explain. I told John about my living conditions growing up in Liberty City in Miami. I told him that we didn't have central air and heat and how hot and humid Miami would get in the summertime. I told him that the heat and humidity was bad enough and it brought out the worst in people. But more concerning than that was that it brought out the roaches. Now, I told John that at night, especially in the kitchen, when the lights were turned off, dozens and dozens of little roaches would come out and fill the kitchen floor, cabinets, and countertops. It was disgusting. I told him these roaches were literally everywhere and they looked like a scene out of a scary movie. But this scary movie happened every night whenever the temperature was at least over 70 degrees. Now, I continued to explain, however, whenever we would turn on the kitchen light, the roaches would immediately scatter, running back to wherever they came from hiding. But not only was it disgusting and scary to see, it was mind-boggling to me because one, no matter how clean we tried to keep the kitchen, they would still come out. Two, I couldn't understand where they came from because our place was less than 700 square feet. Where could they be hiding? Then I said, number three, what were they doing when they weren't hiding? How did they survive? These were just some of the questions that crammed my young little brain. But I told John the thing that shocked me the most was I couldn't understand why they were so afraid of the light. It's not like it was going to kill them or something. They ran from it as if I was going to blow up the kitchen. I couldn't understand how they could be so afraid of something so harmless as light. John was still looking confused, probably like you are right now thinking, what does that have to do with the question of why you stuck around after his conversion? Well, I told John that after he gave his life to Christ and got saved, I immediately saw a change in him. I saw a change in his life. Not just his outside behavior, but at his innermost being. His character changed. His speech changed. What he talked about changed. Although he was financially broke and seemingly without anything, he seemed to have peace. He had contentment. He had joy. He had truth. He had light. I told him that his character and his heart shined like a bright lighthouse in the London fog. It was undeniable. I even confessed to John that I wanted to even withdraw from him. It's not that he was a bad person, but he was shining too bright for me. Because the more he shined, the more I saw the dirt on myself. Although he said nothing and did nothing to condemn, judge, or shame me, every time I would spend time in his presence, I saw something else in my own life I needed to either change or investigate deeper. Like my motives, my desires, my priorities in life, my direction, my character, my emotions, my attitude, even my integrity. But as soon as I thought about retreating and running away and going to hide somewhere I couldn't be seen, heard, or examined, I thought about Liberty City in Miami and my kitchen in the hood and that light switch. I said, John, you were the light switch in my life at that time. And I had to make a decision of how I was going to respond to this bright light being shown on my sinful, lustful, selfish countertops and cabinets and floors of my heart. Was I going to act like a cockroach and run away from the light? The truth about myself, the truth about Christ and the cross? Or would I choose to draw closer to find out more and why I was willing to run away from the light in the first place? So I told John I chose to stay because I may not have known who I was in Christ yet, but I knew what I wasn't and I didn't want to be. And that was a cockroach Christian who's afraid of the light instead of the dark. So this week on The Real Men Check-In, I want to ask you, what type of Christian are you? Do you run away from the light, that conviction of the Holy Spirit? Do you prefer living in the shadows of the secret sins of your life? Do you seek shelter in dark places instead of the light of community and connection with other men? Are you willing to let others shine light into the dark areas of your life? Or have you grown more comfortable with the dark than you have living in the light? Because like I said earlier, real men are afraid of the dark because Jesus is light. And he expects us to live in the light, not in darkness. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on Apple iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world, because that's the best way to help us get this podcast to men just like you. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.